Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quiz show time, and the quiz show is brought to you by Waynesburg University. Grow your career with knowledge, grace, and service. Learn more at waynesburg.edu. Knowledge and grace, two things very much on display at all times during the quiz show, especially grace on the part of the victor. Fan weather really fast, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. First responder and customer appreciation days going on all month. 55 for your low, 83 and sunny. Beautiful again tomorrow. It's 12 to 8. We haven't had one of these in 3 weeks. It's been a while. We had a special morning quiz show the last time we had one, and it counted, and I won. So I get to go first.
Wait. What's the score?
12 to 8.
All right.
But I won last week. I needed it last time. I needed it very badly. Was that the Dale Ellis pull?
Yeah, I believe it was, which was a miracle.
It was. I needed it. It was a miracle. But I needed it badly, and I got it. So I get to go first, and I really need to cut into this deficit because I'm missing a Wednesday coming up here in a little while.
Well, you did mention that we did a quiz show the last time we went to the mornings. We're going to the mornings again Friday. Are we doing another one Friday?
Yes, we are.
All right. Since Joe's in the lead, I think he gets to make that decision.
Okay.
All right, Chris, you're up first. Here are the four categories for today. NBA Finals.
Yes.
World Cup. Baseball home runs. Or football.
I love that last category. It's just a sport. NBA Finals.
All right. This center is the only left-handed player to win NBA Finals MVP. You have 20 seconds.
You know, lefty? I'm going to go David Robinson.
That's incorrect.
Wow.
Joe, you got 20.
I'll take a lifeline.
Willis Reed, Wes Unseld, or Bill Walton?
Willis Reed.
That's correct.
Thank you, Craigers.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you that any of those three guys were left-handed.
I had no
idea.
Well,
Willis Reed maybe, but I would have never thought
that. Was Bill
that.
Walton left-handed?
I have no idea.
He couldn't have been because he was the MVP that year. No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because you got credit for
it. Yeah, I wouldn't dig too deep into this. You got it right.
Exactly. I'm filing a formal protest.
All right, Joe, World Cup, baseball home runs, or football?
Not World Cup,
I knew you
can
wouldn't.
Tell you that. I'll go football.
I knew because you hate baseball trivia. In 1995, a Canadian football team in this U.S. city became the only American team to win the Grey Cup. Name the city.
Baltimore.
That's correct.
You know who played for them?
Josh Miller.
It's a layup, Craig.
I was wondering if he would forget that.
I was hoping he would because I sat.
Now, you're undermining a pretty good answer there because most people listening wouldn't have answered Baltimore.
It was a good answer, and it was one I happened to know.
It was a layup,
you
said.
Forget.
A layup.
Because you knew Josh Miller, and he talked about that all the time.
I didn't know Josh played on a championship team. In 95, he played on that team?
Yeah.
All right.
I think.
All right,
I'll take baseball home runs because
I knew you were
going to
do that.
Cup.
You were going to force him into it. All right, baseball home runs. Only three National League players have had at least 130 RBIs for three or more consecutive years.
Wait, isn't the category baseball home runs?
Oh, no, sorry. It's supposed to be baseball RBIs. Baseball RBIs is the category.
Oh, okay.
All right, so only three National League players have had at least 130 RBIs for three or more consecutive years. I need just one of them.
I'll take a lifeline.
Your choices are Ryan Howard, Miguel Cabrera, or Todd Helton.
Boy.
You have 10 seconds.
I'll go Ryan Howard.
That's correct. Any guesses at the others?
I mean, how far back? I would have gone like Hack Wilson.
Pujols?
Nope. One guy's still playing.
He is?
I can't even.
Nolan Arenado.
Oh, wow.
No guesses at the other. He's retired.
Polanco?
Nope. NL Central guy.
I'm kidding, Gregor.
Hold on. Let me try to guess if it's an NL Central guy.
Nolan Arenado knocked in 130 plus for three straight years?
He's had some crazy seasons out there.
Right.
An NL Central.
Are you looking at your computer?
Craig, just come. My God.
Go look. Is he?
It wouldn't matter. He doesn't even have anything on there that would help.
All right.
I have my Gmail up. I can't think of anybody
what
in the NL Central.
In an answer?
It
doesn't matter. Do next question.
Slam and Sammy.
Oh, wow.
Sammy Baugh.
Yep. All right, Joe. You're stuck with World Cup. You're
all
up
right.
2-1. Final question of regulation.
Yep.
Of the 32 teams to participate in this year's World Cup, two were first-time qualifiers. We need both. Now, there is a second part
Craigers.
To this question. These nations are also connected by a 2016 international scandal that originated in one country and led to the resignation of the other's prime minister. So go ahead and try and pull
Croatia and Ukraine.
That's incorrect. But it feels like a good guess.
A scandal that originated in one country.
Oh, stop be pretending you're going
to
get it based on
that. And led to the
that.
Resignation of the other's prime minister. Also, first-time qualifiers for the World Cup. You are down to 13 seconds.
One of them is absolutely South Korea. And the other one...
Craigers, I don't like the way that you checked that.
Oh, hell.
You shouldn't react
I'm
at all
go
when
Japan.
He says something.
I'll go Japan.
I'm checking because it was already wrong when he said absolutely South Korea.
Damn it. Who was it?
Iceland and Panama. You're both very close.
Iceland and Panama had a dispute?
I guess. Whoever provided me this question came up
Who
with that
Who would
have
thunk
info.
It, Malzi?
Whoa. Iceland was a first...
I don't care.
Iceland didn't qualify for the first... They were in the last World Cup, weren't they?
Not according to this question.
It doesn't matter.
You didn't have either right anyway, so it didn't matter.
I get the
it's
first
not like
choice
you got
here in the
Iceland
finals,
someone
right?
else. You do.
I
You're
hate
up
you
2-1. Final question.
I'm going back on vacation.
This means
forever.
Everything.
This is for the whole... Enchilada.
Whole shebang.
All right. There are only 10 players who hit more than 40 home runs in a single season during the 1980s. How many of the 10 can you name Joe Starkey? 10 players, more than 40 home runs in just one season of the 80s.
Of the 80s.
Yes.
I can name two for sure.
All right. Is that the number you're going with?
Yes.
Chris?
I can name three.
All right. Joe, is he naming three? Or are you going higher?
I love this.
This is a tough one, Craigers, because if he gets one wrong, he's done.
Correct.
Go ahead, name them, Mulsey.
All right, so Chris, I need three players from the 1980s who hit 40 or more home runs in a single season. You've got one minute, 20 seconds per, so starting now.
Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, Cecil Fielder. Please be right, Cecil.
Jose Canseco
Mark
was one.
McGuire.
Mark McGuire.
Cecil Fielder.
And Cecil Fielder. That is incorrect.
Woo! No! If Rob Deere, Dale Murphy, or Dave Kingman
wait,
were
wait,
any of the
down,
other ones.
Slow down.
Rob Deere?
Woo! No.
Dave Kingman?
No.
Dale Murphy?
Yes.
Son of a...
And he almost got fired, too. What a bonus that would
have
been.
Yeah, you're like a little cherry on top
what's
for you
the
there.
First, what's the first name on this column? What's the first name I wrote at the top?
Yeah, you should have
another
went with
way
that.
Of telling you he got it wrong,
Dale Murphy.
Huh?
All right, Joe, did you have any that you thought for sure?
In the 80s?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't even care.
You don't? I mean, I'll share with people the correct answers.
I don't know. I forgot about the 80s. I think I'm thinking like Mike Schmidt
like
in the 70s.
I feel like you have forgotten a lot about the 80s.
Mike Schmidt probably did it.
Mike Schmidt?
I'm going to just go down the list that I have. Andre
George
Dawson.
Foster?
Mark McGuire, Mike Schmidt, George Bell, Kevin Mitchell, Dale Murphy,
Jesse Barfield,
Tony Armas, Jose Canseco, Reggie Jackson, and Ben Ogilvy.
Ben Ogilvy. Oh, Mulsey, that's a tough one to take. You're down 13-8, which gets me pretty much into September, given vacation time.
Speaking of vacations,
can we start talking magic numbers, Craigers?
No.
Huh? I think we can when you factor in vacations.
Hey, Craig, the worst part is the minute you said, hold on, let me recap the names you named, I knew in my heart that you were about to say McGuire, yeah, Canseco, yeah, Fielder, no. I knew it because you're a piece of crap.
That's unnecessary, wouldn't you say, Craigers?
He's just lashing out at the questions, not
he
me.
Is. He's upset. When did Cecil Fielder hit 40 home runs?
I think he did it in 90. I think he hit 50.
Oh, wow. That must hurt, huh?
Time for a sports update powered by Bowser Nissan, Route 51 South on top of the hill. All-time great in the NFL, at Pitt and in Western PA High School football hangs him up today. Jeff Hathorn has more.
He was an Aliquippa star along with a Panthers star who will likely end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 33-year-old Darrell Revis retired from the NFL.
Son of a...
Revis had maybe the greatest punt return in Panthers history. That was against West Virginia. Mountaineer fans remember that.
Son of a...
Also returned to pick for the Jets for 100 yards. Revis said, "It's truly been an honor to showcase one of my greatest gifts to the world. Long live Revis Island." A second Steeler ever on the cover of the Madden video game. Antonio Brown says it's special. Now the other Steeler was...
Are you looking at your computer?
Yes. Troy Polamalu was the other player so honored. Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi said at ACC Media Days, if he would have rushed quarterback Kenny Pickett, they may have ended up crappy instead of the leader of their offense. Narduzzi saying of this year's team.
They're buying in, believing in what we're talking about, and that's how you win football games. But we've got, you know, 18 seniors this year. We had a very, very small senior class last year. I think we've got great leadership from the top down.
No suspension, but sensitivity training for Milwaukee All-Star pitcher Josh Hader after homophobic and racist tweets were found on his account. Hader says he's sorry. His teammates have come to his defense for being a great guy. Still nothing official on the rumors that the Orioles are trading third or shortstop Manny Machado to the Dodgers.
Can we start talking magic numbers, Gregers?
25-1 odds to win, Tiger Woods said before teeing off the Open Championship starting tomorrow.
I hit a 3-iron that went down there at 330. Well, even if I get a little bit older, I can still kind of chase some wood or long club down there and I can hit the ball the same distance. So, the distance becomes a moot point on all links-style golf course. But creativity, it plays such an important role.
This report is brought to you by Primanti's. It's 5 o'clock quitting time. Time to get to Primanti's, home of America's hardest working sandwich. More at 93.7thefan.com. Jeff Hathorn on the home of the Pirates.
Can we start talking magic numbers, Gregers?
And Pitt Panthers, KDKA-FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.